cost of childcare is an ongoing concern. Now, let's take a look at some of the federal proposals on the table aimed at addressing the demand for financial assistance. Mal Leary has that story.
Through subsidies to low-income families and tax breaks, the federal government provided nearly $13 billion in child care assistance in the last budget. But advocates say it's just not enough.
Families need child care so they can work, go to school, or enroll in training. But unfortunately, families right now across the U.S. are really struggling to find and afford the care that they need.
Catherine White with the National Women's Law Center says that only one in six families who meet the income guidelines are getting assistance. And she says that's also the case in Maine, where one in 10 people live in poverty. Two federally funded programs include child care benefits. One is through temporary assistance for needy families. The other direct subsidy programs are funded through the Child Care and Development Block Grant to the states. Combined, they provide about $26 million in aid to Maine families. But, says Rita Furlow of Maine Children's Alliance, there are more families who could be helped.
They don't know the program even exists because for a number of years, you know, the state hasn't done much to advertise that it's available.
Furlow says she'd like to see more government assistance dedicated to child care and also believes the state of Maine should do more on its part. There are efforts underway in Congress aimed at addressing the issue.
I've been supporting nearly doubling the amount of funding that goes into child care funding programs like Head Start, preschool development grants.
First District Congresswoman Shelley Pingree, a Democrat, serves on the House Appropriations Committee.
I mean, those are really significant sources of high-quality, good care that's affordable for parents, but there are nowhere near enough slots, and we should be making that investment.
On the Senate side, Maine Republican Susan Collins also supports an increase in child care subsidies. Collins, who serves on the Senate Appropriations Committee, says the current budget includes an increase of $2.3 billion over last year.
That is an historic increase and brings up the total for annual funding to $11.7 billion, a record high.
Collins says the president has also added $1 billion in one-time funding to the states through the Child Care Entitlement Program, but says it's not clear what conditions have been placed on that money.
It appears that the president is tying eligibility for the states to receive this funding to their reduction in regulations or requirements that raise the cost of care.
And Collins says she'd like to see even more federal money dedicated to child care. As both the House and Senate budget committees continue work toward a September deadline, Maine Senator Angus King has authored a bill that would nearly double the child care tax credit. More than 28,000 families in Maine claimed the credit on their federal tax returns in 2016, which provided more than $15 million in aid. King says the child care affordability problem has a real impact on the overall economy.
If you talk to Maine businesses, they desperately need workers. And one of the things that's keeping people from working is the inability to afford child care. So this will have a direct impact on the growth of the Maine economy.
The state of Maine also offers a child care income tax credit based on a percentage of the federal credit and provides about $4 million a year in child care assistance. Advocates say the most important part of King's legislation, which has bipartisan support, is that it is refundable, which means the amount of the credit can exceed a family's tax liability. The current tax credit provides very little, if any, help to low-income families because they just don't pay income taxes. Amy Matsui of the National Women's Law Center says she's reluctant to predict how the subsidy or tax credit proposals will fare in Washington this year, but she's encouraged that the issue has bipartisan support.
Both sides of the aisle recognize that more needs to be done to support working families, and I think that's an important marker in kind of the legislative landscape.
Some members of Maine's delegation, however, say they're concerned that as budget negotiations continue, talks may stall on other issues, and that Congress will once again pass a continuing resolution that will keep spending on child care assistance at current levels. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.